what you see with this financial crisis is a lot of wealthy nations that have made pledges of debt relief that are going to be under a tremendous amount of pressure in the coming months to cut back on their own budgets. And I think that does bode poorly for African countries. Clearly, countries are going to have to make do with less. They're going to have to use existing resources more effectively and are probably going to have to be turning both internally to look at domestic sources of revenue, whether through taxes, on investment or domestic resource mobilization, and also really looking at ways that they can reach out to the international community for solidarity and support, both to urge the international community to keep those existing pledges and indeed to think about ways that those pledges can be increased, because the financial crisis is going to hit Africa especially hard at a time when the increased price of food all across the continent is already having an impact.
Well, the World Bank has just issued a list of 28 developing countries hard hit by rising prices for food and fuel that are highly vulnerable to the global financial crisis. How long will it take for us to assess whether they need a special rescue plan, or will they miss the threshold for detecting or experiencing a greater crisis?
We've seen food prices increasing over the past year. Now, it means that some of the private market sort of loans or investment that might have been promised to African nations may now be drying up due to the lack of available credit. So I think it's urgent that the international community redouble its efforts to help and shield Africa from this problem. If we can mobilize the $700 billion to rescue Wall Street, we think that we should at least be able to provide Africa what we've promised them, and in fact go beyond that to make sure that Africa gets back on track to meeting the Millennium Development Goals, which are fast nearing 2015.
We've seen a tremendous increase in the growth rate of investment in African countries. It's almost doubled since the year 2000. And a lot of this investment has gone into the oil and mining sectors. Are those sectors likely to weather the same declines in investment as other sectors, such as food and agricultural production, given the current financial crisis?
Obviously, the oil, gas, and mining sectors are going to be of interest to investors regardless of the financial crisis. And as you see with both the growing appetite of the world for oil and growing efforts to find it in Africa, I think that may be a sector where, in essence, you won't see a huge decline in investment. But I think what's needed there is more efforts to both ensure that governments are getting a fair share of the return on that investment. A lot of investment in Africa in those extractive sectors, a lot of the funds and the profits from those investments just simply come right back out to the countries where the investors are based. And certainly there must also be stronger efforts to hold African governments accountable for the use of the funds generated by those sectors. So I think that's an area that may indeed weather the storm, but ongoing work